Here's a look at your KLEM News for this Saturday afternoon. The Remsen Ambulance Services will celebrate its 40th anniversary with a dance and fundraiser this evening. Kevin Rollins serves as the director of the Remsen Ambulance Services and explains the scheduled events for tonight.
Oh, we have a dance down there on Main Street, right on 2nd and Washington, and we're urging people to get out and come and enjoy themselves and help us celebrate our 40th years of being in service.
Rollins says the tickets are $20 for the evening's dance with the sounds from the band Lock and Loaded. He says that the proceeds from the dance are to help with purchase defibrillators.
We purchased 2 physio control defibrillators, one for each one of our ambulances, that will transmit 12 lead EKG to the hospital and do all the latest technologies that are available.
The Remsen Ambulance Services Director says that the staff now consists of 15 volunteers.
We just added a couple more people, so that brought us up to 15, but we were down to 13. And we've got people that are of retirement age and that are looking to retire off that have been on there for quite a few years. So we're always looking to recruit new members.
On average, Rollins says that the Remsen Ambulance Services responds to around 250 calls each year.
And that ranges anywhere from paramedic assists to attending football games, you know, and staffing it on Friday evenings for our local schools.
Rollins was one of the original charter volunteers when the Remsen Ambulance Service began in 1979.
Back in 1979, I think we had 13 members that attended a class, and we started Remsen Ambulance back then. We had to purchase our own ambulance to start up with, and we hooked up with the fire department, and just kind of our service took off back then, and it has grown from an EMT staff ambulance service to now we're up to the paramedic level and added a second ambulance some years back and moved to our own facility over at 107 Fulton and just has taken off.
Rollins says that the Remsen Ambulance Services is now in its own entity and no longer is part of the Remsen Fire Department. He expresses his gratitude for the Remsen community for the past 40 years of support. The dance scheduled for tonight will begin at 8 p.m. and will continue until midnight and will be held outdoors in the street in front of Beer City. You may have recently received a letter in your mailbox from the Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department asking for donations. Fire Chief Dave Shipper says that the Fire and Rescue Department has kicked off its annual fund drive. He explains the purpose for the fundraising campaign.
This is an annual fund drive. We send out our mailer every July. It kind of coincides with my city budget and how the city budget operates from July to June. This continues to be the best way we've found to raise funds for our department. Without these funds, it'd be tough to survive. But because of the generosity of everyone, you know, we're able to do very well with this fund drive. I think a little over $22,000 worth of equipment last year. This year, we've got a wish list of about $30,000 that we're going to try to come up with. And that offsets costs so that, you know, we don't have to ask for more tax money from the citizens or the city and things like that. We just started that, so the letters will be coming out in the mailboxes. I think we sent out 6,200 envelopes, roughly. That covers our city limits and a lot of our rural territory as well.
Chief Shipper says that the money is used to help offset any budget shortfalls.
Our capital improvement budget was cut a little bit this year to balance the city budget as happens. And so we've got some things in there that we're going to try to offset those cuts with this fund drive money. And as I said, people, they've been very generous over the years to help us be a very well-equipped and very well-trained fire department. And as our call totals keep going up and our requests for services keep going up and our territory keeps expanding, this is very important that we have the right equipment and the right training and the right protection for our firefighters. So we use this money strictly for equipment and training. We don't use it for food or parties or any of that stuff. This goes strictly into the equipment and training fund. And like I said, over the years, people have been very generous.
The Lamar's Fire and Rescue Department consists of 31 members with 3 full-time employees. The others are volunteers that are paid for on-call services. The Iowa Supreme Court has revived a long-running lawsuit that claims a state agent was fired in retaliation for his complaint about speeding by the governor's security detail. The court on Friday ruled that a judge erred in dismissing a whistleblower claim filed by former Division of Criminal Investigation Special Agent Larry Hedlund. The decision sends the 6-year-old case back to a lower court for a trial. The Department of Public Safety terminated Hedlund, a top criminal investigator, back in 2013. The move came shortly after Hedlund had reported that Governor Terry Branstad's vehicle for speeding and filed a complaint to superiors alleging it was a common and dangerous practice. The department claimed that Hedlund had been insubordinate in unrelated actions. On Friday, the High Court affirmed a judge's dismissal of Hedlund's age discrimination and intentional infliction of emotional distress claims. The court's majority says that jurors could find the department's treatment of Hedlund pretty wrong or even malicious, but not outrageous. A new report by the Iowa State Auditor reveals more than $70,000 in improper spending by a former city clerk of the western Iowa town of Mon Damon, as well as more than $80,000 in overbilling by the city for utility services. The report says that former clerk Deborah Earlywine improperly paid herself nearly $15,000 from city payroll coffers between 2015 and 2018. The report also found that Earlywine made personal purchases, including for groceries, alcohol, medications, and other items, of $3,323 using the city's credit card and nearly $6,700 in direct payments to vendors. The audit also found that Earlywine had failed to deposit nearly $20,000 in city collections and made improper payments of more than $25,000 to the public library and nearly $20,000 to the local fire department. The audit says that the overbilling occurred because the city failed to implement procedures recommended by an earlier 2016 audit. A phone listing for Earlywine rang busy on Friday. A phone message left at City Hall on Friday was not immediately returned. Iowa State Auditor Rob San also says that his office has found more than $20,000 in questionable spending by the former president and treasurer of the Western Iowa Firefighters Association. A report released on Friday identified $13,983 of improper spending and $6,901 of unsupported spending from the association's bank accounts. The report also identified $2,634 in undeposited collections. Television station WOI reports that Matt Sutherland served as president and treasurer of the association when those questionable expenditures were made. The reports say that Sutherland used the money to buy motorcycle gear, clothing, a wedding band, saddles, and other items through Amazon that were sent to Sutherland's home. Other purchases at stores included cigarettes, a vacuum, and dog food. Copies of the report have been filed with the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office and other law enforcement offices. And that is a look at your news here on KLEM.